After Tropical Storm Irene swept through the region last year, causing millions of dollars in damage to southern Vermont, the town of Bennington determined that in order to prevent larger losses in the future, work had to be done on restoring the Roaring Branch River. Bennington town manager Stu Hurd says that engineers were tasked with removing organic and stone debris from the creek bed and armoring the banks.
Working with our engineers and the Agency of Natural Resources, we got into the river using a river management plan design that had been approved by the state and removed 60% of the debris, some 300,000 yards of material.
At the time the work began, town officials were confident that the state-approved almost $4 million project would be covered by funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Looking at the legislation, the statutes, debris removal for emergency purposes is one of the things that's eligible under the FEMA response plan.
But things have not turned out so smoothly. After submitting the project worksheets to FEMA, Bennington did not receive an initial response. The waiting game continued as the town worked on the project.
About 3 months ago, we were told to go ahead and develop the project worksheets for that $4 million worth of work. That was the first positive sign we had that we were moving in the right direction. And then just last week, we received the project worksheets back with just $0 eligible. No other explanation as to why it was being denied.
If the federal funding does not go through, Bennington taxpayers could pick up the bill and pay off a $5 million bond to People's United Bank. According to Stu Hurd, the repayment process could raise property taxes by 2% for all residents for 20 years. Now local and state officials are trying to figure out what happened. Bennington County Senator Dick Sears says that the state doesn't have enough money to cover the bill. Funds are tight due to extensive damages dealt by Irene across the state.
We have made, adjustments for other communities in the state when confronted with this problem. If they were helping towns out with a FEMA match, if there were, in fact, an approved project. And that's what puts Bennington in a unique example.
FEMA is also denying reimbursements for work done at the Vermont State Hospital and Vermont State Office Complex in Waterbury. Senator Sears acknowledges the tremendous amount of support FEMA has given Vermont in the past year, but
for the state, that's another, somewhere between $45 and $80 million headache.
So where is the money? Stu Hurd says that FEMA recognizes that Bennington's river mitigation project falls under a different organization, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, under the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
We should have gone there for money. Well, we tried. Back right after Irene, we contacted NRCS. They told us they didn't have any money. Do what you have to do. We received a formal notification in April from NRCS saying, well, now that you've gone ahead and done the work, you're no longer eligible anyway. So now we have this cross-jurisdictional finger-pointing.
And Senator Sears adds that,
once again, it's very frustrating to work with the feds.
Sue Minter, head of the state's Irene Recovery Office, could not return a call to WAMC in time for broadcast, but told the Bennington Banner that the state will continue fighting for the reimbursement funding. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.